Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting in for Jane Mattenair, who is on vacation right now. She will be returning on Monday. We look forward to seeing her. We miss her greatly. We hope she's having a wonderful vacation and she's vacating well. By now, you know what's going on in the news. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Before we do that, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what we're talking about at all today. We're going to be having a great show. It's going to be a little heavy, a lot going on. We've got great guests. 1033, we got Dr. Kristen Lierley, who is running for the Congressional District of the 8th in Wisconsin. She is also a friend of the show, OBGYN, all the great things, wonderful person. Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here at 1033. And then at 1133, J.R. Radcliffe, our sports guru, who is the guru of sports, will be talking sports with us today, talking Brewers, the beginning of the Packers season, as well as the Badger season. And then finally at 1150, Brittany Merlot, DJ Flipswitch, will be joining us to talk about weather with our segment Weather and Wine. And then don't forget, always at 1120, we now have a new segment called This Should Not Be a Thing or Let's Not Do This. We're going to get an update from Calvin on his text messaging back and forth with, I would call them extreme Trump supporters of the Christian right. Calvin, would you say that's correct?
Yes, I would agree. And let's get this out of the way. I'm not texting back and forth with them.
Sure you're not.
And mysteriously enough, even though it is very clearly the same group based off the meme format, it's a different number every time.
Oh, yeah. That's unnormal. My goodness. My brain's all over the place. But you're right. They're usually going to be different numbers. And when I see those, I generally block them immediately. Right away to do it. But yeah, we'll talk more about that in the second hour. And also, just to let you know, you can follow us on social media right now. We are on Twitter. We're not calling it X. This place is not called X in this house. It's called Twitter. You can see us on the live stream on Twitter, which is also on Civic Media's Twitter account, YouTube, and Facebook. But right now on Twitter, on Matt and Aaron on Air, which is MATENAER on Air on Twitter, there's a poll right now. We want to know if you believe in ghosts. Do you believe in ghosts? Go to Twitter and let us know, because tomorrow we'll be talking about that with Todd Michaels, who is Civic Media's producer extraordinaire, and we're looking forward to that. But go check that out on social media and register your vote on whether or not you believe in ghosts. Like I said before, when we first opened the show up, by now you already know the news, and I want to open up with a headline that we probably have heard before. If you know, you know. No way to prevent this, says Only Nation, where this regularly happens. This is a headline from the satirical newspaper, The Onion. It's a Wisconsin-based publication, started in Madison many, many decades ago. They print this, I would say, Calvin, every time there is a mass shooting, but that couldn't be the fact. They've now printed this headline 34 times in the past 10 years. And I did the math, Calvin, and if they were to do this every time there was a mass shooting, there would be a headline reading these words: no way to prevent this, says Only Nation, where this regularly happens, 5,069 times since they started doing this, since 2014. But as you all know, at this point, there was another mass shooting, this time taking place in a school in Winder, Georgia. Two children killed, two teachers killed, nine injured, and there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot of information happening. One of the things we do know is that last year that the young person who was arrested and will be charged as an adult was reported to the police in Georgia for making online threats. If you were listening to Earl's show earlier, you also know that there were guns in the home which this child was living in. The father said that there was not unsupervised access to them, but we also know that the guns used in this shooting were AR-15 style weapons. So whether or not you believe that those types of guns should be used for hunting is another conversation for another day at this point. But what we do know is that once again, we are facing down, and I apologize for using this terminology, the barrel of this discussion, which is how to deal with things like this as something we're seeing all too well, all the time. Yesterday's mass shooting was the first since September the 2nd. Yesterday was the 4th. The last one was on the 2nd. And when I say the last one, I mean there were 6 on the 2nd of September. And you probably didn't know that. I didn't, because they happen so much, they get reported so little, that we would just have to have our own newspaper or TV channel to report this all the time. And if I sound a little dour, it's because I am right now. I'm Calvin, I didn't even know who wanted to talk about this, because it's like, I feel like there are people on this network who are a lot smarter than I am who are going to cover this, but I just couldn't, as more and more I talk, more and more I read about it and listening to other people discuss it. But once again, we have to deal with people saying, well, you know, don't make it political. Don't make a thing out of it. We can't do anything about this. This is America. This is the Second Amendment. You can't take our freedoms away from us. And that just seems like cover. That just seems like a cowardly excuse to just do nothing in the face of, and I'm very explicitly say it, dead children and dead people. But once again, another shooting at a school.
Yeah, I mean, it's just terrifying. My younger brother started his teaching career on Tuesday, and yeah, it's really sad that that's something he could potentially have to deal with, even teaching 5th grade.
When I was younger, you know, when I was in grade school, I went to St. Mary's here in Waukesha. The most scared we got as far as like any sort of a drill was a tornado drill. You know, I'm not in the generation that got under the desks or ran to the corner for nuclear war drills because of the Cold War. We had fire drills. We had tornado drills. But now these children have to endure a whole new set of activities, which is how to save your life in the middle of something so tragic. And you can drill it all you want, but at the end of the day, when it happens, I can't even imagine. I don't know. I've never been a part of something like this. And my heart goes beyond out to these family, friends, these teachers. You're looking at the newspaper, you're looking at the stories online, you're just seeing people heads down, grieving, trying to figure out what's going on. And the problem with all this is that these individuals, I don't want to say, they're not powerless, but they don't have the power. They don't have the ability in Washington to make the laws. Because every time this happens, Calvin, it's the same thing. It's thoughts and prayers. It's don't politicize it. There's nothing you can do about it. No law can fix this. And Calvin, I don't know, you're younger than I am. And you, first of all, did you ever have to do these drills in school?
Yeah, I definitely did. I can remember doing them. I don't know how I graduated in 2017. And There clearly were school shootings before that and during that time period. I don't know how seriously as students we really took it. And I think it's almost a defense mechanism to not take it seriously because It's so ridiculous that this is something kids have to deal with.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading an article, and I believe it was AP, where they were saying that they heard gunshots, and then the words on the screen in the classroom started flashing, hard lockdown. Which, reading that as a 46-year-old male who went to school in the 80s and 90s, I'm like, I don't know what that means. I know what it means in the long run. It doesn't take you long to figure it out, but like, those kids now know what that means. That those two words, hard lockdown, have a distinct, indelible mark on them because they know what's happening at that point. And it's the fact that we spend all this money to put in these types of quote-unquote safeguards, whether it's, you know, specialty doors, specialty locks, software, training, and then you have idiots. I'm sorry, I'm saying they got idiots in D.C. who are saying, let's arm the teachers, when there are other things that can be done, other conversations can be had. Because as we've said many times on this show, Jane and I have talked about this, many people believe that background checks are fine. They are something we should have. Red flag laws are something we should have. This is not controversial information. This is not controversial in its take. People agree on this, but yet every time we were faced with a situation like what happened in Winder, Georgia, we have individuals that say, we can't do anything about it. What's there to do? There's no law we can do. This is bigger than us. And we have to just, you know, let's arm the janitors while we're at it. And I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely tired of it. And I want to know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can call or text all in the same number. Drop a comment in the live stream. I know it's Thursday. We're knocking on the weekend and I open up with this salvo, but it's something we need to talk about. And frankly, I want to know what you're thinking. At 10:33, we're going to have Dr. Lyerly, Dr. Kristen Lyerly joining the show, and we will be discussing this and other things regarding health and campaigning. If you have any questions for Dr. Lyerly, you feel free to drop them in the comments or text them to us. We'd love to hear from you. And also, you can email us anytime you want. Go to janesays@civicmedia.us. As always, we love having you be part of the conversation. I don't know. I don't want to say I'm we're on a radio show, Calvin, and I don't want to be lost for words, but sometimes I'm a loss for words for certain things. So I'll let Tom from West Dallas take over. Tom, you're on the air. What's going on, my friend?
Hey, I was just wanted to point out with the whole arming the teachers, what is a 95-pound English teacher going to do with a bunch of big kids who are going to wrestle that gun away from her? I mean, it's just ridiculous, that whole notion of arming the teachers. That's just, again, just another thing that they try to patch this all up with, but in reality, it won't work. It won't work.
Well, I don't disagree with you at all, Tom. And we have to go to a break right now, but thank you for calling. But I will say this, they seem to throw every other idea on the wall except trying to put forth any ideas that would do something that would have some modicum of results. And arming teachers, arming janitors, having these types of things, they're not the answer. You know what the answer is. You're just too afraid to do anything about it. Don't go anywhere. We're going to keep talking about this, including a commentary from Bingo Bobert of Western Colorado from 2018, but it's still apropos for today. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach. I'm sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently on vacation, and we wish her nothing but the best in her vacating and her relaxing and her resting. She will be returning on Monday, and we will be very, very excited to see and talk to her. For right now, you got me. My name is Greg Bach, and we also have Calvin on the boards. You are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can go to the Civic Media website and download the app. You can go to your favorite app store of choice, download the free app, and that app is going to get you shows from all across the Civic Media Radio Network. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere, except in space. Although I really, Calvin, want us to be able to take that app to space someday. But yeah, it's free, and you can comment by texting or calling through that app. It's absolutely perfect. And once again, it is free. Go to your favorite app store of choice, and we can get you set up with that. And also, feel free to give us a call, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, to talk to us about what's going on today. And that is another mass shooting, this time in a school, again, in Winder, Georgia. Two children killed, two adults killed, nine injured, all done by a 14-year-old child. And I want to play a clip for you from current sitting Congresswoman of Colorado, Lauren Boebert. Now, I will say this is from 2018, but once you listen to it, it is absolutely apropos of what we are talking about today as far as the conversation goes, as far as trying to get something done when you have those who want to divert the conversation because they don't want to do anything but run away because they're in the special interest pockets And they don't have any good ideas other than, you know, arming teachers. Calvin, can we play that clip, please?
So I am on my way to Carbondale, Colorado. There's supposedly an organized march, the March for Our Lives, that's going to take place. And I'm really interested to see if people know what they're marching for. I guess this is supposed to be the beginning of people speaking out to take away our Second Amendment rights. And I'm not happy about it. If this is really a march for our lives, let's march against abortion. Because I was looking at statistics, and there are nearly 1 million abortions per year in America. 1 million. Do you know how many gun violent deaths there are? Gun related deaths there are in America per year? 15,000. A drop in the bucket, I'd say. So, I left Rifle, Colorado. I'm not going into Shooters right now. I'm going to Carbondale, and I'm going to see what these people really believe. If they know what they're marching for, if they know that they are marching against their rights. They are marching saying, hey, I have a right I don't want. Take it away from me. Get rid of this. I want the people around me to not be able to protect themselves, to not be able to defend me. I don't know. You know, I'm driving here, and I think this is kind of similar to...
First of all, she said, how many happened? That was 2018. In 2018, 14,942 happened. In 2019, 15,538 happened. 2020, they went up 19,613, 21,068, 20,390. The list goes on, and we're not even done counting for 2024. Now, Lauren Boebert and many of her Republican colleagues call themselves pro-life, but to call the deaths of people by the hands of gun violence a drop in the bucket, to me, is one of the most anti-life things I've ever heard in my life. And I'm not taking away from the abortion discussion, and the fact that she brings it up is, I'm used to hearing that. It is the whataboutisms, Calvin, that we hear all the time. Well, what about abortion? Well, what about abortion? We can talk about that as well, but that has nothing to do with gun violence here in this country. And by the way, no, it's not a million. In 2021, it was 625,978 abortions were performed in 46 states, including Washington, D.C., which was a drop by 10.5% since 2012. And I'm not saying that to celebrate or anything. Abortions are not an easy thing. They're not something that I want to even get into unless I'm talking to Dr. Lyerly, because she is the expert talking about that sort of access to healthcare. But when we take something serious like gun violence and you divert it because you don't have a good idea on how to solve it or how to even try to remedy it, that says a lot about you. And it's very tiresome. And this is someone who holds public office, someone who's my tax dollars, Calvin, your tax dollars pay for her salary, $174,000 a year, plus amazing health benefits. I apologize, Calvin, if I sound very angry right now, but I'm actually pretty angry. So, yeah, I'm going to put the number. I got this, by the way, I got the numbers from a place called the Gun Violence Archive. It's got a very, very easy to read, very succinct breakdown of gun violence in this country going back all the way to 2024 with an ongoing tally for 2023 to 2014, and then one for 2024 as well. But I would say, Calvin, and I might be wrong, but doesn't 15,000 seem like too many people?
Yeah, it certainly is too many. And I mean, I'm not naive enough to say that number will ever be zero, but
Yeah, of course not. And the number of, and that's the thing too, is like to Lauren Boebert's point, abortions in this country will never be zero. They will always happen for one reason or another. But to use that subject to try to divert against these individuals who are marching for their lives, the March for Life event, they're not marching to take away the Second Amendment. They're not even marching to take away guns. Most people don't believe guns should be wholeheartedly taken away. It's about common sense gun laws that most of this country agrees upon. But here she is in her car, by the way, while driving, which seems like a safety hazard to me. I don't know about you, Calvin. But here she is saying, here's this terrible tragedy. Here are tens of thousands of people killed. But let's not talk about that because I don't know what to, I don't know what to say that. Instead, I'm going to talk about abortion, something I guarantee you she knows very little about since she doubled the amount that happened in a year. So my guess is she doesn't have the exact medical information. But we're going to keep this conversation going, talking about with a real medical expert, because I'm sure at this point you are tired of me pontificating on something you've been looking at since last night. But I appreciate everyone watching on the live stream, everyone listening right now, and sharing your thoughts with us, because we want to know what you think. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Brandon, we only have a minute and a half left, so please, what say you? And I hate to say it like this, but make it quick.
Yeah, again, the typical Republican talking point. Let's point at something else. Earlier it was CJ with fentanyl. Well, fentanyl doesn't kill you unless you take it. And then her with abortion, and guess what? Abortion is a woman's choice and was for many years. And a million? Really? And yeah, I agree. She's a driving hazard. We all know about the Jeep accident out in the desert where she left her son and sister-in-law sitting in a Jeep injured. So yeah, bad news.
I appreciate your calling in, Brendan. Thank you very much, as always. It's good to hear from you. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to have Dr. Lyerly, candidate for the congressional seat in the 8th District of Wisconsin, joining us here again. We love having her here. We're going to talk about all things campaigning, and we'll continue this discussion as far as healthcare access. And we appreciate you being here. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, sitting in for the incomparable Jane Matt and Air, who is on vacation and will be returning on Monday. We wish her the best. Hope she's well rested and well vacated. For right now, we have the wonderful, the amazing, the candidate for Congress of the 8th District in Wisconsin, my friend of the show, Dr. Kristen Lyerly. Doctor, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, buddy? I heard you're cranky.
I'm a crank pants today. That's just what it is. I'm just crank pants.
You know, sometimes the world just feels so freaking heavy, doesn't it?
It does, but then, doctor, I feel like there's these individuals in Georgia and all over the country who go through these things, who have to experience these things, and I'm sitting here going, blah, 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 weed statistics, and I'm like, I don't feel like I have the right to be angry or cranky. You know what I mean? Like, they should be on the radio. They should be in the newspaper telling their story. You know, it's sort of like imposter syndrome, if you will.
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, when you look at statistics, they're just numbers, but every number is a life.
Well, not according,
everybody has a story.
Not according to Dr. Bobert or doctor. Why did I give her? I'm giving too many people the doctor title. She has earned nothing. She's earned nothing, not even a seat in Congress, in my opinion. But
wait, did she even graduate from high school? I didn't. I think I read somewhere. I'm not like making fun of her. I think she has a GED. That's not cool. Like, it's good to have a GED.
Yes.
But
she does have a GED. That's true. That is true. And you're absolutely right. I won't take away anyone's educational experience. I dropped out of college like 4 times before I went back and made it stick. But we're not talking about my college experience. We're talking about you, Dr. Lyerly, and you are running for Congress in the 8th District. How are things going on the campaign trail right now?
Oh, Greg, they're so good. First of all, we're having a blast. It's funny, people come up to me and they're like, you're in the middle of it right now. It must be exhausting. And I'm like, yes, and exhilarating, because we know that what we're doing is making a difference. Yeah. And every single person I talk to, I mean, people come up to me and tell me the most personal stories. And then they say, thank you for this fight, because I can't do what you're doing, but we need you to be doing this. And that just fills my bucket. It fills my team's bucket. And it just helps us continue to do this work that we know we need to do. And for us, Election Day isn't the end of it. For us, Election Day is the beginning, because that's when we actually get to start doing stuff and making the change that we're hearing people so badly want to be made.
And, you know, I've talked to many candidates now, and I love hearing the stories they hear on the campaign trail, whether it's knocking on doors or going to events like parades or cookouts or whatever. And I mean, if anyone's ever listened to this show more than twice with you on it, you are such a ray of sunshine. I feel like that's insulting to rays of sunshine. You're bigger and better than that. You are the right person for this job because you care so much about the people. And it's not just the people who vote for you. You honestly care about everyone in your district and everyone in Wisconsin and everyone in this country, because you want this to be a solid nation for all. And I have to imagine that you have people coming up to you saying things of the nature of, like, you know, I'm not a Democrat, or I'm never voted Democrat. Like, you always strike me as the type of person who brings in diverse individuals, and I'm talking like in the voting booths.
Yeah. Well, it's what I do in my practice. You know, I don't screen people for whether they're Democrats or Republicans when they come in for help. I just say, hey, how can I help you? Yeah. And then they tell me their story and we talk about all of their options. And we try to come up with a solution that works for them within the context of their lives, not something that I think would be best. Because, I mean, what do I know about how, if they walk out the door and they can't do the thing that we have discussed, then we have failed. So it needs to be. And it's the same thing in policy. It's the same thing as a political leader, as an elected leader, it has to be an effective fix. And, you know, everything is not going to work for everybody. But that's where the beauty of diverse perspectives and opinions comes in. Hearing from different people and understanding different people's experiences, and then working with leaders to figure out where you can find those sweet spots. That's the beauty of it. And that's one of the coolest things about being in Northeast Wisconsin, because we do share a lot of diverse opinions and perspectives and history up here. And bringing all of that together to find solutions is actually, it's fun.
You know, what you just said right there, that entire thing is so, I almost feel antithetical to a lot of people who are in Congress. Like, if I understand that as a doctor, you are going to have to say to a patient, you have no options in this situation. But if you have to present that, you're going to come to them with empathy and say, but what can I do to help you in some way? Like, I feel like there's so many politicians who say something, and I'm going to use the gun violence thing again. They're going to say, well, there's nothing we can do about it. They shrug their shoulders, you know, pick up their coats, and they walk out the door saying, well, it was nice to try, but they don't even try. And to me, what you just said is, it's about finding what's right for the patient, which, in my opinion, I will equate that to the American people, not about what you want. It's about what's right for all of us, and find that solution, which is, it shouldn't be revolutionary, but it's not something you hear coming from a lot of politicians, specifically on this topic.
There's always something you can do. And it might not be a giant sweeping thing that you can do right now. Sometimes it's just little incremental things, or even just personal things that you can do. But it's when you feel like you can't do anything, that's when you lose hope. Yeah. And one of the things that I'm hearing from people on the ground is that they haven't had hope in a long time. Here in Northeastern Wisconsin, we have been so grossly gerrymandered over the past decade and a half that representatives haven't had to campaign. They haven't had to go out and talk to constituents. So people have felt really underheard. They've felt like they haven't had a voice, that their interests aren't being expressed. So now when we're knocking doors in New London or Oconto, people are excited to share their perspectives. And they love it that we don't just assume that, well, because I live in a small town or a rural community, they're not on our side. No, we're all on each other's side. And that side is community. We've got to build community. We've got to make sure we've got strong schools, that we have jobs that will provide a living wage, that we've got access to healthcare, meaning we can pay for it and we can get there. All of those things are things that we as individuals want and need, and as communities, we can offer them, but we have to work together to make it happen.
First of all, shout out to New London, and shout out to my Uncle Charlie Bach, who is in New London. He's a wonderful man.
Hey, Charlie!
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who is a friend of the show, OBGYN, gynecologist, candidate for the 8th Congressional District here in Wisconsin, knocking on doors, talking to people. And, you know, my experience in campaigning, I know the face of a person who gets a knock from a door, gets a knock on the door from a candidate or a rep of the candidate who says, hey, tell me about you. Tell me what's going on in your life. That sense of like, oh my gosh, they actually do, like someone's here to talk to me. That's game changing. That's inspiring. And it doesn't happen all the time, but it does happen. As you said, underheard. That's a term we don't say a lot in campaigning, is they are underheard. And it all starts with that initial conversation, knocking on that door saying, hey, I want to represent you. Tell me what's going on in your life. How can I make things better?
Mm-hmm. And that's how we know we're going to win this district, because we have candidates knocking on every single door all across northeastern Wisconsin. We've got over 700,000 people up here, but we are determined to at least try to reach out to every single person. And, you know, doing the work with love and enthusiasm makes a difference. In the last cycle, nobody even ran for this seat. That's how like hopeless people felt up here. And a third of the other state seats, the assembly seats and the Senate seats, went totally unchallenged. There were no Democrats running, so people didn't even have a choice. It's a totally different level of enthusiasm and energy, and people are really loving it. And they're feeling like we're breaking through the politics as usual, the politics of inaction. You know, go to Peshtigo, where these people have horribly contaminated water from PFAS, and there's no solution for them. Well, there is. It's sitting in Madison, but political gridlock is preventing them from getting the relief that they need and being able to live their lives. We can break through that gridlock, but we have to elect the right people in the right places so that that leadership can make things happen for the people instead of for political power.
I keep on thinking about the fact that since we've got the new maps here in Wisconsin, which is like, it's like the opening of the doors and the bright lights coming through, what you said earlier about the fact that, you know, they were running unopposed, how easy those seats were in these gerrymandered districts, that once these new maps came in, some of those people just said, you know what, done. Cause they knew they had to campaign. They knew they had to work for the seat and talk to the people. Before that wasn't the case. They'd be like, oh, this is my seat. I get this seat now and I get to have as long as I want. New maps come in, they're like, this seems like work. Peace out. I'm out of here. See you later. Bye. You know, and the energy and fire that's coming from these new candidates is palpable. It's amazing. And it's actually gotten me, Calvin, into a better mood now. I'm feeling good now. Yeah. See, that's just what happened. You need a dose of Dr. Lyerly in your life. Once you get that dose, it's just like pure sunlight. It feels really good. We got Karina on the phone right now. She's been waiting a while. Karina, what say you today, friend?
Well, doctor, I would vote for you if I were there. And I wish you the best, and I know that you're going to win. Now, you know, I think you're right, because education does make difference. You do not compare apples to oranges. It's a simple math. It's not even statistics or calculus. You do not compare X to Y. Simple. Yeah. Now, when we had an abortion, federal abortion law, and the doctor will correct me if I'm wrong, please. It's a 12 weeks. Why is it 12 weeks? Because the fetus is not capable of living without mother's body, okay? We're talking about children, adults, which this society have financial and emotional investment. So you cannot compare those two things. And nobody telling you that somebody going to take any rights. For right now, Republicans taking our freedoms left and right, and they taking it with the automatic guns.
Thank you so much for calling, Karina. We always love to hear from you. And what Karina is referring to, and we're going to talk about the other side of the break, is as we all know, there was a mass shooting in a school in Winder, Georgia, and Lauren Boebert, from a 2018 video, though apropos of today, decided to take the gun violence issue and pivot towards abortion. And I personally feel like that is a tactic, a whataboutism that's done a lot to try to divert from the topic that we're trying to discuss. People grieving, people fighting for their rights to live and to live a safe life. And I wanted to talk to the doctor about that. We only have a few more minutes left, so I'm going to get to Troy, and then we'll discuss that issue with Dr. Lyerly, who is our guest, who I always love seeing anytime you are around because you are amazing. Troy from Mount Horeb, we only have a couple minutes left. What say you, friend?
Hey, Lyerly, it's great talking to you.
Thanks. Great talking to you too.
Troy.
First of all, to all the Republicans who want to pray for the victims of yesterday, James 2:17, faith without works is dead. I also agree with the doctor. I think Wisconsin's going to be a lot further, a bigger spread than we think because of what she said. All these races where Democrats didn't have anybody running in, and now they do, and these people now have somebody to go out and vote for. I think all these races up and down the ballot are going to have a lot more Democrats voting for them than they did. So have a great day.
You as well, Troy. Thank you so much for calling. I mean, I don't in campaigning, you're always running like you're behind and you never want to say when, you say if, but there's the energy there that gives you hope. And there is the difference. Am I wrong or am I wrong?
Oh, you're so right. I mean, last night we were in Milwaukee and I was hanging out with Margaret Arnie and Sarah Harrison, who are running in suburban Milwaukee. They have a nickname for Ozaukee County because of all the women who are running in Ozaukee. Gosh, Margaret, I know you're listening. It's like Shizaki.
Oh, gotcha.
Shizaki County is what they're calling it because women are active and excited and enthusiastic, and that's making a difference.
That's amazing. We're going to keep the conversation going with Dr. Lyerly. Feel free to call us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, and I am sitting in for Jane Matt and Air, who is currently on vacation, vacating, resting, and relaxing. She will be returning on Monday, and we're very excited to see her. Right now, you got me, you got Sweet Cal B on the boards, and you also have Dr. Kristen Lyerly, who's not only a friend, but a doctor and a candidate for Congress in the 8th District here in Wisconsin. And you can talk to us by calling 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream, which is on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, because we still call it Twitter in this house because Elon don't like it. But Dr. Lyerly, we were talking about running for Congress, and you're having a lot of conversations with people. And Karina called earlier as well and discussed the comparison of apples and oranges, and those apples and oranges are gun violence versus abortion. We played a clip of hers, which will be in the show notes. It's from 2018 where she's driving to a March for Life rally, which is people who protesting the lack of things done about gun violence and, you know, proper laws. And she wants to instead talk about abortion. Now, in my opinion, and as I've been told, and I believe, gun violence and abortion access are healthcare. And those are both big conversations to have, but you shouldn't try to negate one with the other, because then we go nowhere. Am I wrong?
This is just a classic pivot for her because she doesn't know how to talk about these issues in a constructive way. She's not a problem solver. She's a rabble rouser. We know this about Lauren Boebert. So what we need to do is just recognize the pivot and just, you know, redirect our attention and recognize that, like, gun violence is a problem.
Yes.
And actually, most people who die of, and her stats are all off. I mean, she's just not a reliable source. So please do not take anything that she says as gospel, because it's just not, it's often misinformation, lots of lies. But, you know, lots of people do die from gun violence, and most of it is suicide. So there are ways that we can prevent unnecessary gun deaths. And I'm not saying take away your Second Amendment rights. Like, that is not going to happen. We are a state that embraces hunting. And we are a gun-owning household myself. My partner is a Green Bay police officer. Like, I am a member of that community. But I also recognize that guns can be dangerous. So we need education. We need proper laws. Most Americans are in favor of responsible gun ownership laws. Like, let's be thoughtful about this instead of being an alarmist like Lauren Boebert.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, whether you call it whataboutism or diversion or pivoting, it doesn't even help the conversation. It doesn't do anything, because what it does is it frustrates people. I say, mm-hmm. we need common sense gun solutions, which most Americans are in favor of. And someone says, well, what about all the abortions? And I'm sitting here going, what about them? Let's right? I'll tell you what, put a pin in that. We'll talk about it in a little bit, but right now let's focus. You're right. It's a rabble rousing tactic. You've been like, Hey, shiny red ball, come back. Let's have your attention here, because then it just frustrates people and they just say, well, you're right, there's nothing. Because if a congressperson is saying this, and she wasn't in Congress at the time, but she hasn't stopped believing this, you can become apathetic towards the process, saying, well, if the congresspeople don't even care, why should I even care at all?
Right. Well, I think your role as a leader is you're a leader. So you have to lead by example. And I mean, this is the woman who made this video while she was driving and acknowledges that mm-hmm. she is inattentive driving. So I felt compelled as a physician to pull some stats in Wisconsin. And I'd just like to point out that in 2021, someone was injured or killed in a distracted driving crash every 2 hours in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Distracted driving is a major problem. So Representative Boebert, please don't do that. Lead by example.
I mean, I'm not, by the way, clapping or laughing for distracted driving or the problems therein. I'm just, it's so on brand for you, doctor, to come with stats.
I brought more.
Oh no. That's the thing is, as soon as she started rattling off numbers, I'm like, well, I'm going to go just find the numbers, and they're right there. Easy. It's a Google search away. It wasn't what she mm-hmm. said. It was something else. What are your other numbers?
Over 10,000 distracted driving related crashes occurred in Wisconsin in 2021, and distracted driving contributes to almost 10% of all crashes and fatal crashes. So please don't do that. Yeah. Pull over.
Yeah, pull over. Make your point. That's fine. It's America. Do it. It's Twitter. But mm-hmm. just be safe about it, for goodness sake.
And she also said like 15,000 gun-related deaths in the U.S. Actually, it's closer to 50. Maybe she got confused and like didn't hear it right. I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. It's 50,000. And the number of gun-related deaths are rising. The last year we had stats was from 2021. That was the highest number of gun-related deaths that we've mm-hmm. seen in this country.
By the way, the numbers that I was rattling off earlier in the show, folks, were a specific number of just specific kinds of deaths from guns. So please, Dr. Lyerly is correct. I was reading off a different number. I was saying in the 15s because it was a specific kind of death from guns. So yeah. Dr. Lyerly is the expert.
I'm talking about total, like including like murder and suicide. And like I said, suicide is the number one cause of death related to gun violence, which is why it's a health issue. So as a physician, as we're doing preventive health checks, especially pediatricians, we always ask, are you a gun-owning household? And many of our households here in Wisconsin are. And then we want to make sure that you are taking proper precautions, that your guns are stored safely and that your kids don't have access, because those are the really devastating deaths, is when kids have access to firearms and bad things happen.
Absolutely. Dr. Lyerly, it is always a pleasure having you on the show. I wanted to say before you go, I don't know, I'm sure you know this already, but President Joe Biden will be in Westby, Wisconsin on an official trip today. And he'll be highlighting the Biden and Harris administration investments in rural renewable energy projects. I think a $7 billion investment into those projects. You can hear that on Civic Media Today starting around 3 o'clock, but it's a campaign, so who knows? But around 3 o'clock, it should be beginning. You can hear that all across the Civic Media Radio Network. That is President Joe Biden on an official trip in Westby, Wisconsin. Dr. Lyerly, it is so wonderful. I'm not kidding you. I am in a better mood now. I feel good. because you are an amazing person who brings joy and light, even some of the most hard, the hardest topics to discuss. So I thank you for being here for today.
Right back at you, my friend. Always happy to hang out with you and sweet Cal B.
Yeah, we'll be talking to you very, very soon. And we wish you nothing but luck on the campaign trail. Please, folks, don't forget to make sure you're registered to vote. Myvote.wi.gov. Dr. Lyerley, have a wonderful day. Speak soon. Everyone, thank you for listening so far. We're back with hour number two on Matt and Air on Air. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network.